For Lindsay and Dusty. Okay, that's everybody try and contain their rage here listening to this story.
Okay or not okay. Right,
this major social dilemma comes to us from Paris, Texas, where this, I want to say it led off the 7 o'clock news.
BS 11.
The nurse says he placed an order with the local Domino's about 5 minutes before midnight, just as the store was about to close. But when the order showed up here to Paris Regional Medical Center, he says the delivery person not only brought the pizza, but a rude message right along with it.
We would appreciate it very much if you didn't wait until 5 minutes before close. What the heck, you know? I mean, come on.
Harry Miller couldn't believe what he was reading when his friend, who's a nurse, sent him this photo.
It was the rudest thing I've ever seen.
The Paris Regional Medical.
So they're talking to the guy.
Rudest thing ever?
They're talking to the guy who got the photo of the note from the nurse who was outraged. Just and then it just left a trail of outrage behind it. So Dusty, you were in the food service business,
right?
And I guess, you know, you weren't delivering pizzas, but some people would probably come into the restaurant as the kitchen was closing and demand a meal.
Sure. And I worked at a Subway once where we delivered and we had a delivery guy. And it does suck for the delivery person when you do get that order like 5 minutes before close, because then they're going to have to make the trip, come back. Their manager might have to wait for them. And they have a checklist, right? They've been trying to close and get out of there so they can go have beers with their friends or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they maybe have their checklist done. So it sucks for them. But I think this is not okay, just because at most of the restaurants I've ever worked at, this will be a fireable offense.
Like, you mean leaving the note?
Leaving the note. Yeah.
Right, because you say, hey, we close at 10 and we don't take orders past 9:55 or whatever.
Right.
You know, there's just that rule then if you need to prevent that. So
put that policy in place if it's a real problem.
Yeah, it's pretty douchey to leave a note. You're allowed to get mad and be pissed off, but don't write a note for somebody.
Now, should he be glad they didn't spit on his pizza, though, or something?
I think the debate, I mean, I know as a consumer, I don't, and maybe I should be. Maybe I should be thinking about, man, I am calling close to closing time. Mm-hmm. But really what's going through my head is, I'm hungry. I'd like a pizza.
I
haven't gone, man, geez, all right, so I'm calling in. Boy, it's like 5.5 minutes to closing time. If I'm getting the 3 topping, I know the pizza takes 25 minutes to cook, so that's going to put the delivery driver back. 1, 2, 3. No, I'm just going, I'm hungry. That's all I'm doing. And I'm going to pay you for this pizza. If you don't want to deliver it to me, okay, fine. But don't leave me the note that goes, hey, thank you so much, but did you know it's 5 minutes of closing time? So we'd really appreciate it. Just like, shut up.
The notes, I get it or not. Just get over it. Exactly. But also, if I know some place is closing like a few minutes before, I'm not going to order something just a few minutes before they close.
And you're not going to order the super time consuming thing. I'll even add sometimes, I'll tip. Or I'll add, like, I know it's, I know you're almost closing, but I'll tip well.
Anyway, the fact that if they were open, if they were able to deliver, that's just too bad, delivery driver. I'm surprised if they did not get fired.
All right, people in the food service industry, people, like, we'd love to hear, particularly delivery drivers, 801-570-1019, is this note better than, now I'm thinking this note is probably better than not getting the pizza at all. Because, again, my main goal is I'm hungry here. Uh-huh. I can ignore the note.
And you can deal with the shame, a little bit of shame.
Very rarely have I actually read a pizza box. Like, I'm pretty sure I know if I'm getting it from Domino's that it's somewhere on that box it's going to say Domino's. Mm-hmm. I'm into that pizza pretty much when it it hits my doorstep. I'm that thing is open before it hits the kitchen counter. Uh-huh. I very rarely read anything on that box, but I would like to know if you guys think that that note is justified. I'm actually kind of okay with the note. I wish that the pizza delivery place would just go, hey, man, we close at noon, or we close at 12. We just don't accept the orders past 11:30 because of this. All right, let us know.
Okay or not okay.
Was the outrage from the dude that ordered pizza from Domino's 5 minutes before closing time and then getting the note that said, we would appreciate it very much if you didn't wait until 5 minutes before we close, found on the side of the box, was his outrage justified? And Shelby is calling. Yes, Shelby.
Not too much. So I actually used to manage a Papa John's in Rose Park, and we are required to take orders until closing time. That was company policy, that even if it is 1 minute till if the phone rings, that order gets taken. I think it's crap. This delivery driver made a big deal out of it because those people are usually the ones that tip the best.
And you guys, you got paid until whenever you were done with work, not...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So when you close down a pizza store, the store closes and then you're there for another 2 hours anyways. You have to clean, you have to turn the oven off and cool everything down. So to make a big deal out of a last-minute delivery is a little ridiculous.
You have to wait for the ovens to cool down?
Oh, yeah. It takes like 2 hours. Those things run at like 400 degrees.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Uh-huh.
You're supposed to wait for
what do you do? You guys just must get so high when you're waiting for those ovens to cool.
You just get stoned as hell.
There are some beers cracked too. It's not just a legal thing.
All right, thank you, Shelby.
Thank you so much.
And we have Dave.
Hello,
Dave.
Hi.
How about this pizza fiasco?
You know, I think. It's tough when you work in food and beverage. I've had the misfortune of working in food and beverage for a lot of years, and I'm very happy to not work in food and beverage now. But needless to say, there's a standard that applies to food and beverage in regards to customer service that doesn't exist anywhere else. And if we look at it, like, most jobs have some sort of customer service base. Even if you work in a laboratory, you know, whatever, you're still serving someone. And if the standard was, if a customer came in, you just stayed open as long as they wanted to be there, like clothing store, gas station, anything else, I think most people would relate and understand. But the truth is, it isn't like that. And if most people had to stay at their job just because a customer came in, I think they'd get it, but they don't. So if you're going to do something like that and insist that a business stay open just for you because you're so damned important, then you should tip well. If not, then you're just an ass.
Okay. So you are okay with the note, yeah?
Yeah, well, you know, it's not professional. It's not, in a professional aspect, it's not okay. And businesses can't really, unless you're a very small business, it's hard to say, these are opening hours, and if you come in past this time, you know, you have to get it to go. And the truth is, the corporations have taken over the world. The people that are making the regulations don't have to stay late.
Hey, Dave, I want to go around the room here. I'm trying to figure out what kind of a server or manager you were. I want to say that you started out maybe in an Applebee's vein, but you worked your way up to fine dining something. Lindsay?
I'm thinking fine dining for sure.
Dusty?
Yeah. A restaurant professional over many years, yeah.
Yeah, and I wanted to say he may have been Dave, you may have been a wait captain.
No, it would have been a more pleasant experience, I think, if that was the truth. But no, I spent some years at Red Lobster, and a few years at Red Lobster, and I worked at Marie Callender's when people under 80 still went to Marie Callender's, if there was ever such a time.
Like
That's
we
what
said,
we
fine
said,
dining.
Fine dining, right. Okay.
Okay. Did you ever see anybody come into Red Lobster with post-sex hair?
People come into Red Lobster with all sorts of things. Never talk about.
Well, it's just the Beyonce song that's what she talks about, you know.
Knows.
Oh, you know. All right.
Hey, Dave, man, thanks for calling, dude.
A pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you. When you me good, I take it to Red Lobster.
When you me good, I take it to Red Lobster. That's what I would do if I was waiting for the pizzas to cool down. Just be a sex party.
Oh, yeah? But they don't have the Cheddar Bay biscuits.
That's true.
There.
Okay.